You're listening to the Closing Market Report. This is Dave Dickey. Joining us now for our look at the agricultural weather is Jim Angel, who is the Illinois State Climatologist. Good afternoon, Jim.
Good afternoon.
Burr is all I can say. I got up this morning to go to work. I go to work about 5:30, walked out the door, took one step, turned around, walked right back in, and got my coat.
That's right. Yeah, so it was pretty cold this morning. In fact, here in Champaign, we got down to 39 degrees, and that's just 1 degree warmer than the record of 38 degrees set back in the 1950s. And did see some scattered reports of frost, especially in the northern part of Illinois. We had a couple of stations get down close to freezing. I think Mundelein and Mount Carroll both got down to 33 degrees. So pretty chilly, especially for this time of year.
Yeah, so tell us this is going to be blowing out of here in a few days because the corn needs not this.
That's right. Yeah, this is not what we need for it to get that corn crop going. It is going to warm up. In fact, starting after tonight, it's going to be another cool night, but starting tomorrow, get back up in the 60s. And, in fact, Saturday, high 65, high Sunday at 67, Monday, Memorial Day, 74, and then next week it gets up into the 80s, which is actually pretty warm for us. That's actually above average for this time of year. So that's the good news, warmer weather, more summer-like weather. The bad news is we've got a chance of rain for the next several days, starting tomorrow and all the way through about Monday night, Tuesday. We might have another, that's when the rains are expected to end. So it's about a 30 to 50% chance of rain or thunderstorms during that 3 or 4 days there. So the Memorial Day weekend forecast looks a little too wet for those outside activities, but we'll have to see how that works out.
Well, if you could divide that rain so it only covers the southern third to half of the county, keep the northern half dry because that's where we really need to do a little bit more planning in the northern half of the county. Can you arrange that for us?
Yeah, well, we'll see what we can do.
Before we let you go, let's talk a little bit about how May is may be stacking up against other Mays historically, but when it's all said and done.
Yeah, if we look at May so far, statewide, it's actually fairly wet. We've got a lot of areas. Statewide average is about 3.8 inches, and that's about an inch or so less than the long-term average. Here in Champaign County, we're actually one of the drier parts of the state. We've only got about 2.2 inches here at the water survey, and some other places probably had a little different than that. But it's a little on the drier side here, which for right now is good news because I was up in the Chicago area yesterday where they got a lot more rain in the last week, and there's a lot of water standing in the fields. So at least we don't have that problem right now. But we'll see how that plays out in the next couple of days.
Thank you, Jim.
You're welcome.
That's Jim Angel, who is the Illinois State Climatologist, and that is today's Closing Market Report. You can go to our website right now if you want and click on the Commodity Week link with Commodity Week already up and running. Go to WILLAG.org, click on the Commodity Week link, and that show is there for you right now. This is Dave Dickey.